Bart Blocker has been saving nuns from malware since 2008. He works for Sisters of Mary's, which is an international organization of nuns. The average age of the nun in his organization is 78 years old. They get arrested a lot because they strike and they do things like that, and they get hacked. It's Bart's job to not let them get hacked. Bart has been a Windows insider since 2014 when we launched the program. Anyone here a Windows insider? Got one, two, three. Okay, not a lot of you. You might not know what it's for. Essentially, we are trying to make the best operating system on the planet for every person on the planet. Windows insiders are the millions of people who represent the billions of people around the world using Windows. You might be thinking to yourself, wait, you're not Donna Sarkar, and that guy isn't either. Donna's meeting with Satya Nadella right now, so she couldn't make it. But she's speaking later today at 6 o'clock, so come to that also. The Windows Insider program you might have heard of before. We've been talking about it for 4 years now. You should join it. There's 15 million people all over the world in every single country, including Antarctica, penguin people. You're giving petabytes of feedback every single day, and you're inspiring the direction of the program. None of this is new, you say. We're already insiders. We believe that every single developer can be part of this program. What are the components of the Windows Insider program? First, you flight new builds of Windows 10. You give us feedback on Windows 10. We respond, and we together form a community. None of this is new. If you're a developer, you should be an insider. Why should you be an insider, you might be asking? Lots of reasons. First, you can explore new features and capabilities before they're available to the general public. Second, you can try out new APIs and new capabilities in our system, again, super early. And third, you get access to pre-release APIs. As I said, none of this is new. If you're a developer, you should be an insider. We want to talk to you today about something slightly different. We call it insidering. If you're a developer, we think you should insider. What does that mean? They're very similar, but they're not the same thing. We think you should be both an insider and you should insider. So if you're a developer, you should insider. What does that mean? We think you can run your own insider program. As we mentioned, there are four components of the program. Flight builds, get feedback, respond, and form community. Vivek will walk you through what that means for you. So it's not the Windows Insider program, it's your insider program.
Okay. So yeah, so let's talk about flighting your apps. So this is similar to how we flight Windows. And how do you flight your apps like how you do with Windows? In Windows 10, how we flight is we flight in fast ring and slow ring. Some of you insiders must have heard about it. Some of you must be in the fast ring, where you get the latest development copies of Windows within a week of development. And slow is comes at a slower cadence, and it's much more stable. So you can do that for your apps you build. So you can create your own rings by going to the Dev Center, clicking on the creating user groups, and also creating package flights. So when you create a package flight, you can fly to a particular set of users, get their feedback, and then decide when you want to roll out to the rest of the users. So in fact, you can create your own fast and slow rings like we do. And this is a good way to get early feedback on certain early development features and see how it reacts. And creating user groups can also be done for devices, location-based searches, instead of just saying, OK, just these 10 people, you can always say, whoever is running this device and this build, test these features out for me and give me feedback. So you can create your own rings. And during this talk, when I'm talking about all these slides, you will see this ak.ms links where you find more details on that particular slide. So for example, if you want to learn more about creating your own rings, go to ak.ms/package-flighting. The next step which we do in the Windows Insider program is getting feedback from you guys. We get feedback from the insiders using the Feedback Hub app, and we triage it because we have a triage view inside. You can do the same. So you can do get feedback from the Feedback Hub itself for your app. There's a Feedback Hub integration for your app where you can integrate app into the Feedback Hub so that when users want to give feedback, they can actually go to the feedback hub and all the infrastructure of upvotes, replying back to feedbacks, and everything is taken care of for you. And you also have, you can go to the dev center where you can view these feedbacks from the users. Let's see how it looks like here. You know, in one of these photo apps, you can have the send feedback button, which you can add. And this is a small API call, which I'll go through in a bit, where you can click on the send feedback up. Once the user clicks on the send feedback button, it takes them to the feedback hub, which is very familiar with users because they have seen the feedback hub. But this is routed to your app section. So people can give feedback just to your app, which you can see in your dev center. In your dev center with your store reviews, you can see the feedback also. This feedback, this method where I showed you on send feedback is where a user is uninitiated and he or she goes and clicks on the button. Say for example, you're looking through a new feature and you want to initiate it yourself, it's an API call. So at the end of an action, say somebody is doing full screen on your app, you might just pop up at the end of it, do you want to send feedback on this? And that gets routed to the feedback hub app and then to the dev center. And adding it is very easy. It's in three plus one simple steps. Step one is you install the Store SDK and reference the engagement framework. And the second one is, as usual you do, is adding a using statement. Get it into the namespace. And then just call launch feedback async. This will launch the feedback hub app in your app's context. So the user will be taken to your app's context, and they can see other feedbacks which has been filed. So there's no duplicate, so people can come and upvote on existing feedbacks, and also link through and reply back to any of the comments. They can say, I have seen this, I have seen this other issue too, and you can start reacting to it. So that's one, and there is this optional thing which you can do more, is just contextual metadata. So what we can do is when you are initiating the feedback hub, you can pass in metadata from your app, whatever you need to learn about the feedback. Say, for example, you can pass in this case, I'm passing in the width and the height of the app, which is initiating the feedback hub. So you can, this is just it's a dictionary, so you can pass any parameters which you want, which will help you in your debugging later. So this will be part of your feedback, and you can download that in the Dev Center. To learn more about it, you can go to ak.ms, feedback hub integration, and you have more details on how to integrate it with your app. The third step is respond. So in Windows Insider Program, we respond to feedback we get. We do that through multiple ways. We respond via the feedback hub, where we reply back to that particular feedback or the comment we get. We send emails. Some of you must have got insider emails when your feedback has been fixed. And sometimes we send SIF notifications. I don't know how many of you have noticed. There'll be this app OS notifications which comes up, which tells you how we are doing or if your feedback has been addressed. And we also nowadays do it through Twitter. If you have go to the Windows Insider Twitter handle, we actually say this feedback has been fixed in this build, and this is the person who has filed it. Thank you, and others can also see what it is. You can do the same too. In your app, you can respond through the three methods. You can respond using the feedback hub, you can respond using email, and you can respond through app notifications. Through feedback hub, it's pretty straightforward. It's in Dev Center, you have the list of feedbacks, you can just go in and type a reply to the feedback, and it comes up on the feedback hub when the user is looking at it. It will also have your developer name associated with it, so that the publisher's name associated with it, so that the customers know that the publisher is actually replying to the feedback. And these responses are public, so people can know that the particular feedback is being addressed or not. So addressing status, you can also set the state of a resolution or a state of the feedback. You can call it investigating if you are just taking a look at it and you haven't come to a conclusion, so that people know that the feedback is going to be addressed. Or you can just say, oh, I'm just implementing it, just hold on for a few more days, or complete it when you have finished completing the feedback. Once the feedback is marked complete, you cannot have a conversation beyond that. So then after that, you have to change the status back to working or investigating for more conversations to happen. The next step is responding via email. So these are cases when feedback is not good enough for us. Like, if there's not enough information, they might say the full screen is not working. So you need more information from the who filed the feedback. So here you can send feedback is send an email to the customer and say, can you give me more information on it? Or can I have a conversation on it so that you can try out these things for me? For sending an email, Microsoft sends on your behalf when you choose that, and the email goes to the customer, and the email is sent from your developer account email ID, and you have an option to set your customer center ID so that people can reply back to that. The response initiation is only once per feedback because we don't want to spam our customers who have actually signed up to receive these emails from you so that they don't get the same email coming from the same developer. So once the email goes, the further engagement is up to the customer, up to your customer to say, yes, I want to reply back to the thread, and then the conversation goes on. And all these email, the initial start of the conversation is in Dev Center for you guys to follow up on it. And the last is app notifications. App notifications are similar to what we have done before. Any app notification, we have a template for nudging users to give you feedback. You can say, give me feedback on this, and it can send you an app notification to the customer, and they can actually say, oh, I will give you a feedback or a suggestion, and then you can do it. We're also working on sending a response when the feedback is completed so that they get a notification saying that, oh, your feedback has been addressed. And all this is available in the Dev Center, and you can go to aka.ms/respond to your customer to know more about it in detail. And the last one is community. Windows Insider Program, we do a lot of work with community to build this 15 million strong people base. And this community is not only giving us feedback, but they also evolve among themselves. So one of the things which we do is in the Insider Program is called the Cohorts Program, which we announced like 3 months ago. Cohorts Program is a program where we can amplify low volume feedback. So say, for example, you're talking about inking. Not many people have been doing inking. So we can target certain customers and ask them for directed feedback so that we can get a decent amount of feedback so that we can start working on it. We can also, in some cases, there are like a lot of people are using a start menu. We want to go to increase the signal among the noise we get. So this is a cohort program which we happen to be running, and it is like a two-way communication. It is like a private forum for these hand-selected influential insiders who come in and who give us very valuable feedback. These are our most valuable insiders who give us the best feedback, which you can act on. So this is what we have been doing for the inking team, basically. So the example is the Illustrator cohort. It contains 10 to 15 illustrators across the world who use inking day in and day out. It's their livelihood. So getting their feedback and getting their suggestions for our future product development is really useful for us. And this builds a great community around it. In this private forum, the actual engineers who work on inking and pen talk directly with their customers. There is no middleman, there is no customer service, nothing. There is an actual conversation between them. So this is how it has been really useful for us as a cohort. So you can learn more about it in aka.ms/cohorts. This is what we and Insider Program have been doing for the last 3 months to improve our next release of Windows. So how do you do that? So today at Build, we are announcing cohorts for you app developers. So it's a new way to interact with your customers. It's trying to get the directed feedback which we got from the customers and making it available for you, for your app, and for your customers. Most of our developers do not have the bandwidth to set up something to have this direct conversation. So we are building the community for you so that you can nourish it. You can have direct conversation with them, get more directed feedback, instead of something which is being sent into a feedback hub and then you are not being able to track many of this. These are your specific set of people who you want to talk to get more feedback. So we take care of the infrastructure. It's like a cohort as a service for you guys. We take care of the infrastructure, we take care of the forums, we take care of the authentication. You all you have to say is, yes, I need this cohort, and these are the set of people I want in the cohort where I want to have a conversation with, and we take care of that. So today at Build, we are announcing this. This is like hot off the press right now. And we piloted this with Collabboard. Collabboard is an app in UWP app, which they have a collaboration in real-time app, which is across Surface, Surface Book, and Surface Studio, all these places. They have been piloting this private cohort group recently, and they are getting a lot of valuable feedback from a lot of different of the customers. This also builds a community for them because all these customers are also talking to each other. You can see that somebody is posting an issue and one of the other customers jumped in and said, oh, I have seen this and this is how you fix it. The developer didn't even have to do anything on that. They just had to wait and see what the conversation was. And then the developer chimed in like, this has been fixed in the latest builds. Go and install this build and you're good. So this has been really useful to build a community around it. So if you are interested in joining this cohort program, sign up now at aka.ms/appdevcohorts. It's open today. So as soon as you sign up, you'll get a form to fill out all the details about your app and how many users are there. And then we will start kicking off this cohort program for you. And this is a slide where you are supposed to take photograph of, because this has all the links which I've been talking about. I know that there's no time for a code demo because we have only 20 minutes in this session, and I'm trying to run with it. So this has all the links. And you also can go to aka.ms/ifdev-then-insider to get all these details. This is also available online. So if there's one link which you walk off with, it's aka.ms. If you're a developer, then you're an insider. That's all you need to remember. So if you go there, get it. And the thing is, all the links are available now. So you can go create your cohort, integrate Feedback Hub, respond to feedback, flight your build, and run your own insider program in general. So next thing we are announcing today is the Insider Dev Tour. We are taking the Insider Program and the Build Conference across the world. We'll be in Moscow, Helsinki, Beijing, Hyderabad, Johannesburg, and 29 other locations. We'll be there having this session, and if you know your friends, please ask them to come there, and they can have the same build experience in these locations. You can sign up at insiderdevtour.com, and we recommend bringing a close code curious friend. Tell them how coding is and how fun the dev jobs are. So we have sessions starting from AI, very low-level coding programming questions, programming sessions, to AI and machine learning sessions. So we are hoping to see many of you guys there. And we have a webcast from the Insider team, which we do monthly. The current webcast is going to happen on Wednesday from this same Explore Flow. We are right over there, I think. Yeah, right over there. We'll be doing a live webcast, which thousands of people are going to watch online. You guys are welcome to join us. You can be the crowd behind, and you can shout slogans. Everything is fine. So please come and join us in the booth there. And if you have any more questions on this program or anything, I'll be here for the session outside and also at the booth. They can help you out. And yes, this is a link which you guys should know about. And please evaluate our performance here. Yep.